Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, Singapore's financial landscape's on the brink of a massive shift, with new digital bank entrants set to shake up the traditional understanding of banking processes and wealth management. While fintech has undoubtedly created many jobs and new roles in the financial sector, global fintech hubs like the UK and US have seen large job cuts due to automation of many traditional banking roles. So as Singapore moves towards a tech-first financial sector, there's an urgent need not just to ensure that there's ready talent to fill demand, but ensure that existing employees are able to transition well in the future of finance. We're speaking today to Luke Lim, who's Managing Director at Philip Securities, brokerage and wealth management arm of Philip Capital. Luke, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the double-edged sword of fintech when it comes to job security and future talent. Explain it to us. Give us some examples as well.
I think fintech presents to us both opportunities and risk in the financial sector. In terms of benefits, you know, we could see the scale that digitization can bring to us. And we saw record numbers of account opening because of the growth of fintech. I observed three ways that the fintech has impacted jobs in the finance sector. The first is job creation, and I see definitely more jobs being created in the area of trade finance, fintech business management, robo-advisory. In the area of tech, I also see new job functions like agile master, IT security, UX UI design, and data analytics apply in the area of how we can help customers as well. In Philip today, we have over 100 staff in tech alone. The second area I observe is the displacement of jobs, or I like to call it redesign of jobs. One of the jobs, there are jobs under that are vulnerable due to automation and digitization, and therefore we need to be able to redesign these jobs. I know it's very painful, and in Philip we have a mantra, and the mantra is let the future plan the future, not the present, not the past. And therefore the management response is really to, because there will, we need future jobs, we need to redesign it. And therefore, the response for us in Philip is to reskill and upskill.
So how's the current state of finance sector talent, though, Luke? Where are the skills gaps? Are you seeing people needing to wear double hats, so to speak?
For sure. As we were evaluating what's the best approach, one of the best approach that we took upon in Philip is to reskill and upskill. And in some ways, we want to double hat. And we found that as the best approach. We don't want to limit the potential of an individual. So double heading is one way, and we have a strong emphasis on it. So one of the ways we do the double heading is a concept called future specialization, where a traditional job function will have an additional job scope, which is future in focus, where he will spend probably about 10% of his time double heading or taking on these future skills. So that's one. The other area is credit scoring. Definitely digitization of the financial landscape has changed quite a bit in digital scoring, credit scoring. And of course, in the broking line, trading limits are extremely important to clients. And one of the things that we have designed and deployed is an automated credit engine so that we can approve customers' limits much quicker. Other areas also will be area of data entry. How do we automate some of these? So these are some of the changes that we observe in the finance sector.
How challenging is this to do, though, Luke? Because I know we're not talking about, say, making a radio presenter become a doctor as well, but some of these skills are quite specialized.
You're right. So therefore, the way we do it is there are specialists that you need to hire, and advisors that you need to hire. But the idea or the trick is to try and weave it into their day-to-day. Right? And therefore, that's why we came up with the future specialization, where they can use 10% of their time to pick up these skills. So for example, maybe a dealer traditionally does broking and stock advisory. However, if his future specialization could be in the area of social media or becoming a KOL, and therefore he needs to be able to learn and spend 10% of his time writing social media friendly articles to build financial awareness. So that's the approach that we've decided, that to focus on the retraining instead of a brand new hire. The other difficulty and challenge we have and we observe, which is more painful than the training, is actually the change management. Because when you redesign new processes for the client using high tech and high touch, the customer must always be at the center. And when you do change management and process redesign, there will be people not used to it. You know, for example, the digital credit scoring that I alluded earlier, you know, customers were just not used to engaging with a chatbot, for example.
And of course, this high-tech, high-touch approach is important for the financial institutions to grow as a whole, the ecosystem, right?
Yes. I think, Philip, we believe that the only way to ensure the customer is holistically engaged is through a high-tech and high-touch approach. And therefore, the question is, how are we able to combine these two? I mean, many of your listeners today would agree that the financial services have gone digital, but money management is still very much a personal decision that requires trust, clarity, and education from an expert advisor. And I think that's what we want to achieve with the high-tech, high-touch approach. So some of the approaches that we are trying to adopt when we adopt the high-tech, high-touch approach, first and foremost, is leveraging on technology to enhance the customer experience. So one of the things we spend a lot of time building on for our advisors is the right tech platform for them to use. Our advisor platform allows the advisor to access over 40,000 financial instruments. And on top of that, we layer a highly tailored CRM system. It helps the advisor identify sales opportunities, build sustainable relationships, increase productivity by analyzing clients' live trading behavior and portfolio performance. We think that this is the way that with this tool that makes the advisor like a super advisor with the tech, this bionic approach, I think this will help scale and improve customer service. The second approach of high tech, high touch is the area of financial education and financial literacy. I think every 2 days we organize, you know, numerous webinars for our customers from basic investing to advanced topics on market volatility. And in some ways, as of now, you still need the high touch to teach the client, to showcase to the client how he's trading, how he can improve his trading. But at the same time, you need the high tech to also notify the client and nudge him along the way. With the level of data and data analytics available to us, we're able to say that, hey, you can apply these skills or these tools to your trading behavior. And I think this is very important for financial education. And the last area of high touch is the law of numbers. Today, we have over 1,000 licensed professionals servicing our clients. And the idea is, with this high-touch approach, we have to constantly invest in our staff, trading reps, and financial advisors in the area of service orientation, problem-solving, client psychology profiling, and even trading psychology. And with this sort of constant training and drilling and grilling, we are able to provide the high-tech, high-touch approach.
We're speaking with Luke Lim, Managing Director, Phillip Securities, brokerage and wealth management arm of Phillip Capital. So we've talked about, say, upskilling current talent. What about future talent? How is Phillip Capital grooming them for the financial space? Is it by way of, I'll let you tell us how you're doing it.
Yeah, I think one of the things we want to do to groom talent is the area of recruiting and training 500 financial advisors in the upcoming months. As a homegrown financial house, we are anchored in Singapore's financial landscape. And financial planning is a very local thing, right? The CPF, cost of education, property. And therefore, you know, with this COVID-19 affecting the 1.3 million households in Singapore, we believe financial planning is important. And that's one of the things we want to aim for, which is training and grooming 500 advisors. And one of the ways we want to do that is through our Kickstart program. And our Kickstart program, we have a 12-week fast start training program to help to train people to be competent financial advisors from various industries. And after this 12-week training program with our product experts and experienced advisors, we will then station the financial advisors in our investor centers where they can provide the high-touch approach. And one of the observations that we had that it's not just within the finance industry we are hiring these 500 and training these 500. But what we have observed is that other industries have very transferable skills as well. To cite a few examples, you know, we have the airline industry, of course, where air stewards have a very strong focus on customer service. And we have some advisors. Interestingly, we also have military folks from the naval. We have a naval submarine officer. We have a major in the army. And in some ways, the military helps train or the transferable skills is to operate in high-stress environments. And trading and military, in some ways, are very alike. You have to observe, orientate, decide, and act. And that's some of our training programs also to train people to be good traders. So that's on the financial advisor segment. In the area of SG United, we also have been committed to SG United traineeship program, both for fresh grads and mid-career professionals. So to date, about 5% of our staff strength is from the SG traineeship program, where we provide e-learning classes, on-the-job training. At the same time, each of these SG United trainees are mentored by experienced seniors and managers who will not just share the know-how and skills, but also experiences as well.
Luke, what are some of the other skill sets that the next generation must have, you think? Based on what are you seeing this?
Yes, that's a good point. And I think with the COVID-19, we see the world of globalization. So one of the skills that at least for Singapore, Philip, we see and we need is the area of cultural awareness. Philip is now in 15 countries and Singapore is our global hub. And therefore, we feel and we are trying to train leaders to be culturally aware as we groom leaders to take on leadership roles in our regional offices. The other area we're also pushing the boundaries in talent development is our ongoing bid for the digital wholesale bank license. And as you know, Philip is together with our consortium partners is applying to be a data-driven SME Singapore bank to provide valuable tech-first financial services to empower SMEs. Besides the tech talent that we're looking for this digital bank, we also have a unique approach, which is to hire and develop talent from the SME industries to be part of the digital bank, because only people from the SME industry knows the needs of the SMEs best. And finally, the last area of developing talents is the area of hackathon. We organized about hackathons for the last 3 years, both regionally and in Singapore. And I found it as a great experience for staff, existing staff to and new joinees and potential hires to express their innovation ideas using our Poems API. It's akin to like a playground. Having that time set aside once a year has been very helpful for developing talents and discovering talents.
Luke Lim, Managing Director, Philip Securities, Brokerage and Wealth Management Arm of Philip Capital. Luke, thank you so much for your insights and stay safe, sir.
Thank you.
This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.